You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, for the longest time, Brazil had just about the best possible weather that you could want for soybean development. I mean, there were just like week after week of that. But all of a sudden, the warm has turned, and it seems to have dried out down there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Though we would make a little bit of an argument that parts of Brazil were not always doing all that well, mainly in the southeast region, which accounts for around 20% of Brazil's soil. In late December, it essentially stopped raining in that region. It's also a very important coffee region. And what's occurred is that this big area of high pressure that was suppressing rainfall in that region over the last 4 to 6 weeks has expanded and essentially become stuck across a much larger area of Brazil. So over the last 2 to 3 weeks, most corn and soybean areas, except for the key state of Mato Grosso, turned very dry. So this is a bit of an issue, especially because we can see that for at least one more week, this high remains stuck in place. If it lasts for another, say, 3 to 4 weeks, then all of a sudden you start moving into the dry season where this type of pattern becomes normal. So this is a big issue. It is something that is being followed closely, and the impact of it is yet to be seen.
It's my understanding that maybe mid-next week Brazil might get some relief in the form of precipitation.
Well, far southern areas of Brazil do have a decent chance for rain starting up around Thursday or Friday. That occurs when a cool front moves northward from Argentina. But it's only one chance for rain because we don't think that it signifies a large pattern change. We think it's just one rain event within a dry pattern. And also, it's very important to note that the key corn and soybean area of Argentina is being hit by big thunderstorm clusters every single day because of this pattern. And that will continue for at least another week. We could see rainfall totals far in excess of 10 to 14 inches for a one-month total in Argentina. This is an area that has rainfall totals similar to what we experience in the Corn Belt in the summer. So we're talking about a lot of rain. Whether it has a big impact on yield or harvesting coming up within a few weeks is very difficult to answer. But this is something that is being followed, and we think it's something worth noting.
Let's turn our attention then to the United States, where just about anybody I've talked to in Illinois says, when will winter end?
Yeah, this has been a brutal winter. There's no doubt about that. On the plus side, we see the core of Arctic air shifting on to the north, beginning Saturday and Sunday. So we'll turn a bit warmer as we move into next week. On the minus side, we have high coverage of deep snowpack across the central U.S., and that tends to keep temperatures lower than would otherwise occur if it didn't exist. So even though we have a warmer pattern coming up, we still only see high temperatures topping out in the 20s for most of next week, which is still 5 to 10 degrees below normal.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.